you know, let's just think about it like this. Cell phone coverage itself, the lack of it in our areas is a safety hazard. When you're in Delaware County, let's say on Drybrook Road, and you have an emergency and you have to drive 2 or 3 miles to be able to get cell service to be able to call 911, that's an issue. Now, let's also bring up the fact that most of our kids were home doing learning at the beginning of this school year in March, or I'm sorry, the end of last year's school year from March until June. They were doing remote learning. Well, if you don't have coverage at your home, how do you expect your child to be able to do the lesson? They either have to go to someone's house that has coverage or to the local library if there is one. So it's a serious problem. And it also affects emergency services. You know, I have worked closely with Congressman Delgado, other colleagues in my conference and in the state Senate that all represent rural areas. And, you know, we're hoping, I don't know what's going to happen with federal funding towards the state, but we have asked that if any federal funding comes, that at least $500 million go into rural broadband, because it's a necessity.
As we talk about federal funding, I want to use that as a segue into the problems that New York is facing with its own budget right now. So as New York State faces this budget gap and the time ticks away here, do you have any ideas to help fill the budget hole, which is now, you know, many billions of dollars?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And, you know, this is one of the things that people need to realize, too. Before this COVID crisis, we were facing darn near $7 billion shortfall to begin with. You know, the governor is always keen to blame everybody else for some of his misgivings. And, you know, there was already a budget shortfall and a serious financial problem before the COVID crisis. Now, the COVID crisis has made things much, much worse. There's no question there. I honestly think that some way, shape, or form, there is going to come some federal recovery money. I do think that it's a great idea, though, to go through the budget and, you know, any wasteful spending or any redundancy in the budget, or spending on the same thing but in different areas. We're going to have to curb that. We have to go through that. You know, the state budget's $170+ billion a year. 70 billion alone is Medicaid. But you surely can't just take folks off of Medicaid. You have folks that depend on that to live. Some folks have been dealt a different set of cards that you and I have. And, you know, it's our responsibility to take care of those. But there are areas that we can look into to make sure that we're not double spending or, there's no redundancy in some of those areas. We got to go all the way across the board. You know, the governor announced a possible 20% cut across the board. Well, that affects everything. That affects our schools, which are already struggling to meet their budget needs. Infrastructure, especially in rural upstate New York, our infrastructure is crumbling. There has to be an investment back in infrastructure. It affects our CHIPS program, which most of our town, village, and county highways, it's how they operate. We have to tighten our belt. I have always advocated for cutting taxes and regulations in the state to bring some of the people that have left back here to broaden the tax base. You know, we make our small businesses in New York State, we put them at a disadvantage competitively with other states because we regulate and tax them to death. And you would think that years after years after years, somebody in Albany would realize that it's not working. And, you know, we have to make a change. And I make this argument. I hear all the time that, you know, you got to be in the majority to get anything done. Well, Let me say something. I've been there 2.5 years. The assembly is 107 Democratic members to 43 Republican members. I have yet to see the Democratic majority pass any meaningful legislation that helps the people in upstate New York. Nothing. They keep talking about healthcare, and blaming the Republicans for it. We can't block them. If they had real meaningful healthcare for New Yorkers, they would have brought it to the floor and passed it. They control the governor's mansion. They control the state Senate by a large majority, and they control the New York State Assembly by an even bigger margin. All the commissioners, all the agency heads, the governor's office, everybody is controlled by that same majority. So, you know, that argument is, you know, I just don't believe that. I think the problem is they have a problem working together and getting things done themselves. You know, I'd like to just see us all work together and come together to do something that's good for the people.